This is BOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. An earthquake destroyed houses, killed at least 3 people, injured dozens more Thursday in southwest China's Sichuan province. Rescue work underway following the magnitude 6.0 earthquake. State broadcaster CCTV reporting 88 people injured, 3 seriously, that 35 houses had collapsed so far. China's Ministry of Emergency Management mobilized more than 4,000 firefighters from nearby regions to help in the rescue efforts. One spokesperson with the management agency said the current calls for help that the rescue team received are mainly about concerns of collapsing houses, and there are also secondary disasters where people are trapped in elevators. The Fire Rescue Department of China's Ministry of Emergency Management says so far 123 people have been rescued. The United States and Britain are teaming up with Australia to develop a nuclear-powered submarine fleet. The partnership, which is called AUKUS, will bring together our sailors, scientists, industries to maintain and expand our military capabilities, critical technologies. U.S. President Joe Biden, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson stress the new trilateral security partnership will focus on the Indo-Pacific region. Although none of the 3 leaders mentioned China in their remarks on Wednesday, analysts see this as another move by Western allies to push back on Beijing's rise in the military and technology arenas. China's Navy has a fleet of some 60 submarines. And the South Korean military said Thursday that both Seoul and Washington were closely looking into the ballistic missiles that North Korea tested on Wednesday. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Gold medal winning gymnast Simone Biles and some of her teammates called out the FBI Wednesday over a sexual abuse by the USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar. The FBI acknowledges missteps in allowing Nassar to remain free for months, even after his abuse was reported in 2015. At a Senate hearing, Jessica Howard and Ali Raisman said the FBI failed them. They said there are 120 people who would not have been victims had one FBI agent made a proper report or phone call. The FBI chief, Chris Wray, says some agents did not, and he's pledging changes. China tightened lockdowns and increased orders for mass testing in cities along its coast Wednesday amid the latest surge in COVID-19 cases. The National Health Commission on Wednesday said an additional 50 cases had been diagnosed in various parts of Fujian, most of them in the Fujian region, since the start of the pandemic, first detected in 2019 in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. China has imposed strict testing, lockdowns, quarantines, and mask-wearing requirements. China has largely stopped the spread of COVID-19, but new outbreaks have continued in various parts of the country. A Delta variant outbreak in July and August spread to several provinces, raising concerns about new and more contagious variants. 4 tourists aboard a SpaceX capsule that started their 4-day journey into space. The crew, which consists of only civilians, launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida Wednesday evening. The 4 crewmates have spent 5 months in rigorous preparations, including altitude fitness, classroom work, medical exams, and emergency drills. Commander Jared Isaacman, who has flight experience, is financing the mission. He said the main goal of the Inspiration 4 space flight is to raise awareness and support for its favorite charity, St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. The Biden administration began notifying governors and state refugee coordinators across the country Wednesday about how many Afghan evacuees from among the first group of nearly 37,000 arrivals are slated to be resettled in their states. California is projected to take more arrivals than any other, more than 5,200, according to the State Department data for the Afghan Placement and Assistance Program obtained by the Associated Press. States with historically large numbers of Afghans who resettled here in the U.S. over the past 20 years, including California, Maryland, Texas, and Virginia, are again welcoming a disproportionate number of evacuees, according to the data. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.